To the one and only original Steam Spies Solo Stories, your place for the continuing Steam Spies adventures of yours truly. I'm Mark, and I'll be playing Agent Roland Doyle of the Unified Alliance. So last time, Agent Doyle was accompanying his friend Irene Bennett of the Federal Agency on a mission to the Isthmus of Panama to scout for locations to build the Panama Canal. On the way, it was revealed that an agent from the Shadow Bureau is, well, shadowing them, right? So, specifically, our heroes are checking into their hotel while being followed by the dark and mysterious Agent Stelina Verka. So, to start us off, let's see if Agent Verka is going to make a move against us now that we're off the train, we're a little bit more separated, maybe alone in our hotel room. I'm going to the story cipher, and this time I'm going to roll a 6 and a 1. That's yes, but. So yes, she does make a move against us, but maybe it's not a violent attack. It's something different. Maybe she's going to try to approach me and try to seduce me away from Agent Bennett, do like one of those femme fatale kind of approaches. She's going to look for an opportunity when Agent Bennett is away for the moment. So let's say as we're checking in, she goes off to check something. And so there's an opportunity here. And she'll slink up to me.
Do you know what you're getting into, Agent Doyle?
She'll say in a obviously more sexy voice than I actually have. But let's see exactly how seductive she is going to be. I'm going to roll against my confidant versus her face, and I roll a 12 against her 8, so her seduction does not work. I can see that she's up to something, but I want to see what she's up to, so I'm going to play along and see what happens.
What are you referring to, Ms. Stelina Verka? And I think I can offer you a much better deal than your American friend.
I like a good deal, I'll say. But I'm guessing that you don't want to talk to me in front of her. Let me take her to her room and I'll slip away and meet you at the bar. How does 9 o'clock sound?
That sounds good. I will see you there, Agent Doyle.
So she slinks away before Irene returns. Then Agent Bennett and I will go up to our room. As soon as we're alone, I will tell her about my meeting with Verka, and I'm going to suggest that I follow through with the meeting, but that Agent Bennett should follow me and discreetly monitor the situation so she can keep an eye on us and see what's going on. So at 9 o'clock, I will go down to the hotel bar, and I will wait there for the Russian. And when she shows up, I'm going to try seducing her. Since I used Confidant last time, I'm going to try using Enforcer this time. Try to impress her with my physical attributes, kind of winning smile and flex my muscles kind of thing. So I'm probably at a disadvantage since she's kind of watching out for this. I'm using her own trick against her, so I'm going to say I don't get a golden die on this. But I still strongly succeed. That was good. So this is definitely going to go my way as this plays out.
Good evening, Agent Doyle. Please, call me Roland. May I call you Stelina? That would be nice. You've never explained how you know me. I know many things, Roland. For example, I know how dangerous it is to be with your friend Agent Bennett.
Oh, what makes her dangerous?
Because I have been sent to kill her, and I'd hate to see that you got caught in that crossfire. In fact, I would be very grateful if you would kill her for me.
And why would I want to do that?
Because you'd be able to get close to her and kill her quietly, without fuss. If I have to kill her, I'm afraid that there might be collateral damage, as they say.
I see. And you're afraid that I'd get caught in that collateral damage.
That won't happen if you're closer to me than you are to her.
Well, okay. Let's get closer and talk more about it. Maybe you could show me some of that appreciation you were talking about?
So I'll stand up, offer my hand, and lead her back to her room.
So I'm trying to play this out like a kind of a typical James Bond-ish seduction scene. So you can kind of imagine how this is going to go. But once we get back to the room, once we start getting physical and she starts letting her guard down, I'm going to try to overpower her. Now, she's pretty strong, so this might not be easy, but I will say, I'm going to say I have an advantage, because I've taken her by surprise. I successfully seduced her, so she's not expecting this. So I'm going to be rolling 2 golden die, and obviously I'm trying to feint her at this point. And one of my golden die explodes. Yeah, there we go. I beat her muscle. So suddenly, I do this little twist maneuver, spin her around, and I'm able to quickly tie her hands behind her back and push her down on her bed with my hand over her mouth so she can't scream. And then I can tie her up a little bit more from there. I don't think there's any reason to kill her, so I'm not going to just do that. But because we're heading out in the morning, all I got to do is kind of slow her down to keep her off our track. So I'm just gonna make sure she's securely bound, gagged, and just leave her in her room, bid her a fond good night, and walk out the door. And I'll put the little do not disturb sign on the door so housekeeping won't find her until later in the day. I don't know if they had those back then, but that's such a nice image, I can't resist it. So they could put the little note up. Then I'll head back to our room and find Irene so we can get a good night's sleep and prepare for heading out the next morning. Like, it's another short episode, but you know what? This is a natural stopping point, so let's stop here. Our next adventure, we're going to be heading off into the jungle, so it's going to be a nice jungle adventure. And that's actually the end of the act. So let's see, this act I only succeeded at 3 rolls, 2 different interactions and 1 fighting roll. It's really all I've done, so that gives me 3 plot points, and I think I'm just gonna hang on to them for now. I'm not gonna spend anything right now, that way I can use them to buy a plot twist if I want to later. But until then, I'm gonna sign off. But if you're enjoying this, please grab your own copy of Steam Spies at DriveThruRPG and be sure to tune in for the next exciting episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. Thanks again for stopping by and look forward to meeting you up next time.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter at TabletopCast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening and keep rolling 20s.